time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, for the Republic to fight back. Right here, right now.
We're in downtown Breckenridge, Colorado, the home, the spark, the initial contact, the creation, the spark of the revolution. This is what Puff is actually. This is, as a spiritual orgasm engineer, this is my creation meant to initiate a spark of a revolution where activists come here to learn how to create a local currency system via the radio, by listening to this broadcast, by coming here, going to workshops, by when these activists leave, they will go teach other people to do this and make Breckenridge and Summit County a economic laboratory to create the highest standard of living ever created on the planet Earth. That is what we're going for. That's our spiritual orgasm engineering mission, is to ignite the spark and set that into the mind, to light a brush fire in people's mind so that they, with a very small minority, re-spark a second emancipation or a second enlightenment. So anyway, I need help from all of the listeners that are listening. Is how can we make Rocky Mountain Puff? I need input from listeners as to, you know, let's get into a circle. Everybody introduces their name. What's their background? Say, hey, what is your unique ability? How can we use you and your optimal artistic capacity in order to ignite this spark of a revolution? And then with the local currency to fund and finance you, that you are able to make a living expressing your greatest God-given talent. Exactly. So, Anthony, that is the question. What is the answer?
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Playing music and making films. How's that?
Okay. Anthony would do that by making films and doing what else?
Playing music.
Playing music. Okay.
I was going to say Let It Be, but I don't know how it would come across on the phone. I haven't even practiced that.
Okay. All right. Well, how about you consider, give me the first two sentences, or the stanza. You know, that you have the lyrics
in front
of you?
Okay, Let It Be?
Yeah.
All right. When you find yourself in time to trouble, let it carry come to me. If you want to wake up, let it be.
And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, jubilee, let it be,
let it be,
jubilee, yeah, let it be. So there it is. That's the Jubilee song. We want everybody on the planet. That's the first time we ever did that over the radio, Anthony LaRocca, my former secret society brother from Tampa, Florida.
Mesba.
Brothers Inside Joke. Anthony and I used to be in a fraternity in Tampa, Sigma Phi Epsilon. And, you know, so we were frat boys. All right, well, you got the Wandering Monks on the fade out here. Wandering Monks in the fade out. And we'll be right back with Anthony LaRocca and other callers. Please do call in. Fill the sky up with toxic pollutants. Sterilizing the third world, cancerous vaccines, cutting down the populace, all the name of peace. The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter.
Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without Federal Reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without Federal Reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because 1. It is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2. The money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3. The parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. Mountain Hours.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, because it's going to be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the chili peppers did in the
Revolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton, and you're also listening to the Wandering Monks, who are going to be here on Saturday night. Saturday night is the Wandering Monks night at Napper Tandy's in downtown Breckenridge. Check that out, Breckenridge. The revolution, it starts here. The spark is here. We are engineering a spiritual orgasm. Me and my brothers and sisters of Breckenridge, me and my brothers and sisters in Summit County and down in the Front Range, and my brothers and sisters in We Are Change Colorado, my brothers and sisters in the radio broadcast that comes after this, it's Mile High Liberty Radio, Michael Storm, bringing the crew up from the Front Range. These are powerful truthers. We Are Change Colorado is one of the best, absolute best We Are Change group in the country. I was the former head of We Are Change Tampa, and what we were doing was minuscule compared to what they've been doing in terms of, you know, street theater and confrontations and those sorts of things. Love my brothers and sisters in Tampa, but it was, you know, they've got legalized bud in different parts of Colorado, and they've got, you know, medical marijuana licenses. So, you know, Florida, it's just the mindset of the people is so much more adversarial because they are stuck in separation consciousness. The people of Colorado, they largely have, you know, definitely much more so than other areas, you know, Christ consciousness or the one. So, Anthony, wouldn't you believe that to be the case, comparing people in Florida compared to the people in Colorado?
Yeah. I like the people out here a little bit more open-minded. My sister's moving out next week, by the way, so she's coming from Florida.
So, Anthony and I, we actually, we're in the pool business together in Florida, and that's, you know, basically what I did for 25 years. My fraternity brothers from the same place got me started in that as a summer job after I got out of officer candidate school in the summer of 1986. So Anthony remembers those, I don't know, I guess I was kind of getting over the Marine Corps thing by the time I met you. Did I get into drilling you while you're in the fraternity doing military-style drill formations?
Yeah. I think I know you were probably behind the hazing. I remember that. you know, you were drinking. You were drinking back then. You no longer drink.
Yeah. I was a drinking knucklehead.
Yeah. You used to like fights, I think, because you had big guys to back you.
Yeah, I'm a small guy, so it was good to have big guys backing me up for certain.
I know.
Because I have a big mouth for obvious reasons.
But you woke up, man. You definitely woke up. You know, it's great having you out here. It's funny because you've been out here for like 10 years, and I've been out here for like 10 years, and we didn't even know it until a couple years ago. So,
right, exactly.
You know?
So, yeah, but back to this, you know, we've gotten you up on stage here singing Let It Be. We've sung, Anthony and I have sung the Jubilee Let It Be song at the, what's the name of that? At the Freak Show.
Oh, the Freak Train. Freak Train.
The Freak Train. And then we did it at, Wild Women Wine in downtown Breckenridge. It's at the piano bar. So we sang the Jubilee song there. Now we've done it on the radio. So every night during the Puff event, at the end of the night, we're going to sing that song together. That's one of
so
we're going to the piano.
Will happen.
Exactly. We all have to learn. You know, you got to change one lyric to get the song right. It's not Let It Be, Let It Be. It's Jubilee, Let It Be, Jubilee, yeah, Let It Be. Right. So as long as once everybody on the planet is singing that song, we will evolve as a species. We will go back to our families and be in a status where we will now go, okay, what do we want to work on? How am I unique? You get your friends and family together and say, you know what's unique about Anthony LaRocca? Like I'm gonna give you yours right now, Anthony. I've known you long enough, right?
Okay.
Anthony generally he's thick-skinned, so he's not afraid of people's opinions. So therefore, he's not afraid to go on stage unprepared. He's not he kind of has to grow into a character. And like, oh, you know, you do great is you memorize. I couldn't believe how quickly you memorized your lines. Whereas, like, I know the monetary theory, so I repeat it all the time. Whereas you instantly, because we're doing some scenes for you being the sheriff, and we want to get some specific bullet points out, and you instantly knew your lines.
Joey
is on. Absolutely. Joey is the sound tech guy for the Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. Joey, jump in.
Hey, Wayne, can you hear me?
Absolutely. We're looking to take suggestions because we are all, as human beings, we are spiritual orgasm engineers. And Puff, we need to create this massive spiritual orgasm which ignites the spark of the revolution. So with intelligent-minded people such as yourself and Anthony, all we have to do is talk about this and we are going to manifest it. So have you ever been to a spiritual retreat or some kind of, you know, maybe it was a concert or an activity or a church, and they had like a thing where everybody really got closer and you know, learned a little bit about each other. Everybody got to experience the oneness and the joy. Can you give us some recommendations?
The biggest thing I've noticed just in our event today has been eye contact. People walk around looking at the ground, spaced out, staying in their own head, And when you make eye contact with somebody, it's really that moment of spiritual orgasm that you're talking about when the two souls recognize each other. You can't get away from that. If you ignore it and just look back down at the ground, that's one thing. But engaging that can do anything you want it to. You can have any kind of conversation you want with that person. You've never met them in your life. You might never see them again, ever. So you can say whatever you want to that person, have no reservations about influence and what the person thinks of you and how you affect them. You can just tell them whatever you want. And if you use that moment to make it a spiritual orgasm for the both of you, you'll both walk away with that from that interaction. And you'll want to spread that happiness and that moment of elation with everybody else. And so it's just a progressive making more eye contact with everybody and getting engaged with people and building that community that we've lost in our culture. And it's simply eye contact. It's the first step.
How, my socks are knocked off right now because I'm always like working at like a higher, you know, like setting up the scene, the venue, the, you know, just organizing the logistics. And what Joey said there is so much more profound than what I said. That was a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant answer. By the way, as part of the Karma Army, Joey has just earned, and I want to announce this promotion right on air, recognition for the events for today, because he's literally squeezed in this tiny spot working the dials and levers on the music mayhem that occurred down on our float today. In addition to that idea right there, an additional rank, I believe that brings you to staff sergeant. You were a sergeant previously, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that makes you a karma sergeant. Recognition, my brother, very brilliant comments, but that whole idea of, you know, we have been removed from each other and by design, and once we regain that connection, that I mean you no harm, I wish you well, love your brother as you love yourself kind of concept, then that's where we reunite. That's like, just imagine coming, we want it to be known that the people of Breckenridge stare into your eyes and say hello, connect with you on a deeply spiritual idea. You have that instantaneous minor spiritual orgasm. Everybody smiles. And then Breckenridge becomes known worldwide for this deep fundamental truth that tourists come back here because we have been awoken, because we've got, you know, lots of these guys that work with the Mountain Hours group moved to Colorado because they have various health maladies. And do you feel comfortable talking about that, Joey?
It's a little involved for right now. We can get more in depth with it later. Well, with the community that we have of people that are willing to make eye contact, the biggest thing is making that eye contact and just simple saying hello to somebody versus just making the eye contact and being afraid and shying away from it. Engage it, embrace it, enjoy it, love it.
Yeah, and the other aspect of this is, we're doing this on an individual basis, but also doing it as a group. We're doing this on purpose. We are trying to design a life. Rather than just being subject to what the world imposes on us, we are trying to design an abundant, voluntary, and responsible society for our friends, family, neighbors, brothers, sisters, and that is the oneness. We care, and we care so much that we're going to fix the big problems. The big problem is the money problem. The other big problem is the health problem, the health insurance. And Joey, he was running in our race in the Kingdom days, and he actually fell and broke his right wrist. And that made us go upon the task that, you know what, this is another problem that we're going to solve with the monetary system because it can be. And we'll be right back with a little bit of that with Joey and right after this break.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Well, they'll all shine on. They will all shine on. The words of John Lennon, our souls will shine on. And the means by which they'll be permitted to shine is once those souls are no longer on the perpetual debt servitude rat race, they will be able to express their human artistry exactly the way that Anthony LaRocca just described. We will be able to be artisans. We'll be able to build cathedrals. No longer will you have this ugly architecture that you see on modern stuff. You know, some of it's beautiful. I don't want to use a big brush. But ultimately, it'll be far more beautiful. As I often say, you can't have real love music. There can't be real love when truth does not exist. In order for love to be prevalent, truth must also exist there. So now the best music will be written about this because they'll combine love and truth in one place. So we're on still with Joey Jackson, and we're talking about the pathway where, through a voluntary local organic insurance system, by harnessing the local currency energy, how we can create a voluntary insurance system so that you get coverage for a broken wrist, or, you know, in Summit County there's lots of broken bones. Can you talk about that a little bit?
So the first stages of our program for our local healthcare system are going to involve very, very minor $100 a year healthcare fee, and that will provide you initially with a discount on local healthcare options through whatever means of healthcare you are pursuing, whether it be traditional hospital care or alternative massage or acupuncture care. It will initially be a discount on those services with local providers, and as the system progresses through users and through providers, the system will evolve to a more traditional healthcare system where emergency service funds are provided through the co-op. And it's a very simple process of getting the Mountain Hours program associated with healthcare providers. We already have massage therapists on board with Mountain Hours that accept our currency, and that encourages the transactions to stay on a local level. And our healthcare system is designed for the local populace that live here and work year-round to make sure that the tourists have somewhere to come and patron. And the people that make that possible and that make our community the tourist industry that it is aren't necessarily provided with a healthcare system that is fair. The traditional healthcare system as established today is very, very usury-based, very interest-based. You pay a lot more than you receive services for. And this is a system that's designed to be very minor on the expenditures with having as much health care provided as possible.
Yeah, it's, you know, we are the dog that is begging our fleas for something, some of our blood back. So once we are able to take that energy back that's being wasted in so many destructive avenues, that we can innovate that energy system and channel some of that energy toward our own health care, you know, in emergencies, but we can also make it so that we have more maintenance-based health. And Paul Glover's system starts off where it's just $100 a year. And then as you get more participants, as you were expressing, and more healthcare providers, you're able to network those and provide more services. Additionally, once other local hours-based systems develop, we'll be able to network their health systems with our health systems. So if you needed a specialist that was out of the county, for instance, you'd be able to network into the Mile High Hours system. And that way everybody can get what they need, and the people, the producers, can have abundance and health. And, you know, once you get rid of the parasite, like anything else, the host becomes more healthy. Does that make sense? I think so.
Yeah, the simple thing about our healthcare system is it's that local community-based relationship. And the confusing and essentially linchpin of the major healthcare program is that it is not individual-based. It is not community-based. It doesn't focus on a person as a person. It focuses on a person as a set of symptoms. And in our healthcare providing application, we have people that sign up for the program and people that issue the healthcare. And the community is a much more immediate relationship than the wide, wide healthcare program that is having to find a doctor associated with whatever healthcare plan you have on the day that you're allowed to go see them. Our system is designed to be essentially a community-based healthcare system, more traditional medicine style, in that formerly doctors were commissioned on salary by families to treat them and make them healthy. Our healthcare system has been designed to make the program be about curing illnesses, whereas traditional medicine was about preventing illnesses. We need to go back to a more preventative lifestyle than a curative lifestyle. Fixing the problem starts at not having problems.
All right, well, that was Joey Jackson. We got a break. We'll be right back after this.
Evolution of the mind. If you seek, then you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now, if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universally we will stand, and divided we will fall, because love.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are mountain hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can mountain hours benefit you? Mountain hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero-interest loans. Mountain hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours Revolution.
Wanna huff? Rocky Mountain Peace, Unity, and Freedom Festival, sponsored by Mountain Hours Local Currency. Come experience real independence this Independence Day weekend. Experience the Mountain Hours Revolution. Thursday through Sunday, July 5th through 8th, in Breckenridge, Colorado. Our guests include the biggest names in the freedom movement, Sheriff Richard Mack, Adam Kokesh, Gary Franchi, and Joby Weeks. You'll be able to meet true populist Colorado political candidates for U.S. House, Tisha Cassida and David Justice. The best freedom music in existence from national recording artists Jordan Page and the Wandering Monks. Look for our Facebook events page or on Google. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
That was former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan. Basically, it's on the McNeil Lehrer show, and talking to him and basically saying, what's the role? Like, what is the role between government and the Federal Reserve? Well, the role is we're in charge. That's the role. And so anyway, we're changing that, and Joey Jackson is one of the very talented souls that's here in Summit County, and he is not only an excellent technician with audio for our studio and our mobile broadcasts, and what we're doing right now, we're actually broadcasting from downtown Breckenridge. We're not in either the Dredd studio or in my place, where I typically do it via Skype computer. Joey, in addition to that, one of something that perhaps your soul is aspiring to in its unique ability is to work out this this monstrous problem of healthcare. This is a monstrous problem that is very much in the news, and they're imposing this system through force. It's basically forced profits for the establishment, but our system will massively outcompete it. Can you talk about like your soul and like what your unique ability and how you'd like to use that to manifest this solution? Are you, Joey, are you on? Okay. So anyway, Joey, one of the things we've talked about, and obviously you can see how he's articulating this answer, because he had broken his wrist, and we talked about specifically that the universe is trying to teach us, demanding we go higher. Like, they're like, once we solve this problem, we'll have an even greater buy-in to the local currency that people can understand more of its benefits. Like, how's that for a benefit? You get health insurance for $100 a year, and we can actually fund that without a payment through the local currency system. You just fund it. It's something that's necessary. Health insurance is unusual sort of insurance. You know, car insurance you might need, and health insurance you will absolutely need at different points in your life. Everybody's going to need health insurance for certainty. So the problem with the existing system is it's based upon coercion and force and violence. So we want to renovate that, and it's also a top-down system. We can fix that from a bottom-up voluntary system in the exact same way that the currency is done, a bottom-up voluntary system. And Paul Glover has already done that, created and manifested that solution in Ithaca, New York, where they also had the local currency. And then he did it in Philadelphia, setting up a system. And he did that with Federal Reserve notes, $100, 100 Federal Reserve notes a year. The greater the buy-in or the participation from the people, the more benefits as you go along. So, you know, there's different schedules. Once you have, you know, say 1,000 participants, you get one schedule of compensation. As you get 2,000 or 5,000 or 10, and it's graduated. But what's good about that is you can see the stairway, and you can see exactly what you're achieving as you garner more people to join that solution. So anyway, that's a great path toward abundance. You know, you've got more and better local and caring health care that actually fixes problems. The existing system very much so just treats problems with big pharma chemicals. Well, that will change, because in that top-down system where they've concentrated power and wealth, we will distribute it. And, you know, there's a, we don't have them signed up yet, but we're actually supposed to meet up with them. There's an apothecary in, Summit County, that they have Chinese herbs and, a variety of different holistic, remedies that, you know, we can look at different solutions. And by the way, when you have more organic food and those sorts of things that are more, far more nutritious, because they don't have to be transported over thousands of miles and therefore have lots and lots of preservatives in them, effectively killing them, once we have that sort of food system, we'll be much more healthy and we won't need as much health care. So anyway, all of these things reinforce one another, and we're manifesting these. We're talking about these solutions on purpose. And Choice with the Summit Girls for Truth gets into the health and nutrition topic. Additionally, she gets into mental health topics. And when you're living in delusion of an abusive relationship, let's say that abusive relationship is between you and the parasitic user. Well, they have harnessed your commercial energy, and the people, because they don't want to face the fact that they're a slave to that that forceful system, they often will protect it, and they will get mad at us. They will get mad at us because we expose the truth. So when people live like that, and that's a very significant portion of the population, I have family members myself, because I talk about these topics, they get angry with me. So they choose to live this delusional existence where they could actually live a more highly evolved life when they so choose to stop living in that delusion. So that when you are protecting anybody that is abusing you, you're not living a healthy sort of, you don't have a life, you know, you're deluding yourself. You've got your head in the sand. So your soul knows it. Your vibration knows it. Your spirit knows it. You can't be truly alive when you're living a lie. Nobody can, whether that dependence is on a substance or on chemicals or big pharma, destructive psychotropics or whatever. Whatever that dependence is on, or it's just your belief that the government or any individual is going to save you. The whole idea is for all of us to save ourselves as sovereigns, where we all put our heads together, create solutions where no man is higher than the other man or woman. We are all equal among men and women. We become the one. We become the spirit of God, the spirit of the universe. And once we reunite, and that reunification happens through the Jubilee, and that's the forgiveness of sins, and that's how this all kind of interrelates. And we are engineering that. We are literally talking about that for obvious reasons, and that's what RockyMountainPuff.com is all about. Rocky Mountain Puff, the Mountain Hours Revolution, is conceived with that goal in mind. And that's what we're having these nationally recognized speakers coming here. Jordan Page, we've got Luke Radowski, Adam Kokesh, Gary Franchi, Sheriff Richard Mack. There's some regional patriots with David Justice and Tisha Cassida. We once we willing truth seekers get our heads together, that we recognize with once we merge our own unique abilities, it's over for the parasites. You know what I mean? I feel for bad for them. I don't, you know, I don't talk about and go, oh my God, they're going to do this to us. Oh my God, they're going to do this to us. Well, let's not focus on what they're going to do to us. Let's focus on how we are going to create an abundant future. Let's change our vibration from fear to love. It's just a decision, and just like Bill Hicks talks about, we can change it anytime we want to. And when we control the money, we become the sovereigns. We harness our energy as producers in a benevolent system that loves and respects each one of us in a very, very highly evolved nature. We respect nature. We respect one another. We have respectful contracts. We have a different set of rules. I won't victimize my brother in a game of musical chairs in the fraud of usury. If 10 people get a loan of $100,000 apiece, even in gold, without fractional reserves, I would be perpetrating a fraud on my brother, because it'll be impossible, even at 1%, for all of those borrowers at $100,000 apiece to pay me back in that that same commodity. So usury is the sin. That is the means by where we take two brothers who believe that they're doing a good thing for one another. You know, I'm giving you gold, or I'm giving you money that you can finance and purchase a house so that you have shelter for your family. I'm doing a good thing, says the parasitic usurer. Or the unknowing lender. A buddy is loaning 10 people $100,000 at only 1%. He thinks he's taking a bath and he's sacrificing, but when in reality, it's he's going to victimize, and one of those people will not be able to pay their debt. So we won't engage in that contract which victimizes our brother. And on the other side of that contract, you have 10 fathers or mothers who want to put shelter over their children's heads in a loving act. So I'm trying to demonstrate that both parties, both contractors, or both people that are engaging in this contract, they both have good and honorable intentions, but they victimize one another. Actually, one side victimizes the other. I shouldn't say each other. Well, we should not participate in that contract. We can have a better lending system whereby we innovate that, where we're able to pay it back, where, number one, everybody can pay it because you're creating more money than there is debt. And number two, you are creating a contract which, you know, number one, everybody can pay. And number two, you can pay it off in one-third the time. Well, imagine that. And like where we live here in Summit County, one of the biggest problems, and we attack the big problems, one of the biggest problems is housing, because it's an expensive place to live because it's so beautiful that you have many people that have second homes here. And, you know, people working as a waiter or something, or a cook or hospitality sort of things, they make, you know, say, 30, 40 grand a year. And on that amount of money, you can't buy a house here. So many times people are living greater distances away. There's another reason why, you know, the local currency will be more beneficial for the health of the planet, is because the workers can work in an organic community with their artistry. In addition, you don't have all the fuel and transportation costs bringing produce from thousands and thousands of miles away, because it'll be produced, you know, not, this isn't perfect, but when you can, it'll be produced more locally. You won't have all those preservatives in it, et cetera, et cetera. So you can see we're trying to, you know, this is a big, big topic, and it has a lots of facets to it. And, but you can see health, medical, insurance. Today, Joe B. Weeks was talking about a self, auto insurance, an organic local auto insurance system that we can set up. Well, that is like, I don't know, like one third the cost. We can have our homeowner's insurance at one third the cost. We can set all of these things up to make, we get ourselves off the treadmill. We're continually investing in more and more of our life's energy and getting less and less back out of that system. And it puts us in perpetual servitude, perpetual war, perpetual genocide, perpetual mass delusion. There you go. Perpetual mass delusion. Because the people are living in this matrix of, you know, where they've all been turned into human batteries, just like the movie talks about. Well, it's not that we need one Neo to come save us. It relies upon all of us becoming Neo. All of us are able to resist Agent Smith, all of Agent Smith's deceptions. We're all able to roll back on our heels, nearly touching the ground in a backbend to avoid their bullets of deception. We can all do that. The lies that they throw us, the fear tactics that they throw us, it just rolls right back. Doesn't like, you're trying to throw fear at me. I don't care. You're not my king. I am my king. That's what Neo did, is I am the sovereign. I am not subject to your deception. I am not subject to your corporate fraud. I am not subject to your phony contracts. I am not subject to usury. I will not enslave my brother. My energy will not be harvested in order to pay for war and genocide and killing and stealing brown people's natural resources. My soul stands up, and it says, I am an abolitionist of usury. And that's the question. That is the question for all of the people this Independence Weekend. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? Think about that, because I want you to make a very soulful commitment that's going to change your life. Don't come to it lightly. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? Jesus Christ was an abolitionist. Muhammad was an abolitionist. Buddha was an abolitionist. Abraham Lincoln, when he created the Lincoln Greenbacks, was an abolitionist. John F. Kennedy, when he created United States Notes, was an abolitionist. So this is a risky decision. If you declare that you're an abolitionist, there's the other one. Caesar was an abolitionist. So lots of people who become abolitionists. I've got another good one. Ezra Pound was an abolitionist. Please look him up. He was Ezra Pound. Let's give him some respect. Ezra Pound was the mentor to four Nobel poet laureates, including Hemingway, where they became were recognized as, you know, it's so sad to say that Obama became got a Peace Prize, but when this prize had more meaning and the deceptions weren't so obvious. Ezra Pound mentored four people, And then he spoke out in World War II, the big war, the good war, so to speak, the war where the greatest generation was formed. Well, I'm here to, once we commit to this cause, to be abolitionists of usury, our generation will be known as the greatest generation ever, because we will have defeated the entity which financed both sides of World War II. That's the difference. So, and that's what Ezra Pound exposed, is that the parasitic usurers financed both sides of World War II through the Bush family with Prescott Bush and Hitler. So this is a deeply profound question. We'll be right after this break. And, you know, think about this during the break. Are you ready to be an abolitionist? Make that commitment. Water full of chemicals, leaks all the nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic pollutants. Sterilizing the third world, cancerous vaccines, cutting down the populace all in the name of peace.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, because it's going to be
using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like it should represent. And the funky monks are here to repeal the deficit.
It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing.
You're listening to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. And you're also listening to the Wandering Monks, and we were playing them today. It was cool because when we were lined up for the parade, it was, you know, this. It's one thing to have a testimonial. It's another thing when you play the monks and the girls all started rocking out. The girls are dancing. Joby was dancing. We had a spiritual orgasm. We got it going. And then it was cool when Jordan Page's song, Listen, he has a new version of that, and it's like a rocked out version. And anyway, the crowd was rocking out to that then too. So I got on the microphone and announced to the crowd, I mean, literally there's thousands of people there, Mountain Hours is having a party tonight, and or Friday night we're having a town party at the Crown Tavern. There's a patio behind it, and that's where Jordan Page is going to be playing. So we're promoting our event at our event, and we're going higher each time. And the Wandering Monks are part of that. Jordan Page, Adam Kokesh, Sheriff Richard Mack, Gary Franchi. We're putting this all together. We are creating a future by design, and you can do that. You can script your future once the monetary system is controlled by the people, because their energy will be utilized for their intention, their loving, beautiful intention, and their manifestation of the future. That is why this is the true path. This is the one focused solution for the emancipation of global debt slaves, because a portion of those people will use the currency. They don't need all of them. Those people will have abundance. They can lend to themselves without interest. They can have abundance. They can then hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the fraudulent liens imposed by the parasitic usurer, and stop enforcing victimless crimes. We emancipate the people from debt. We emancipate the people people that were guilty of non-crimes, who are in a prison industrial slave system. We emancipate the people. We forgive the parasitic usurer, who will see that this is the inevitable path to the reunification of mankind. We forgive their sins, and we are manifesting. We are talking about this. We are singing the Jubilee song. When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be Jubilee. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me. There will be an answer, Jubilee. And that's what we are doing. We are talking, we are manifesting this, we are sparking the revolution. This is it. This is July 4th, right? This is Independence Day. The spark of the revolution is ignited. Today, let this song ring out through the land. 19 score and 8 years ago, our forefathers set forth a nation conceived in liberty and based upon the proposition that all men are created equal. I just recited that. I did that in my speech last night at Toastmasters. So, anyway, that's part of my speech. That's my intro. And the intro of the speech is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? Be there on Saturday night. Witness for yourself. The game is on. The game is on.
You ever notice that? And let the demons run amok. But it doesn't matter, because it's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as
gold, ever climbing as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1930.